7 things successful people have stopped doing. And you should too.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Success podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today we have a special announcement. We are doing a drawing January 1st, 2019 for one lucky subscriber who's going to win an entire year of intensive mentoring. And we're going to keep a diary of where this person is at the beginning of the year and where they end up at the end of the year. And we'll do various videos along the way showing you their progress and how they're attracting more of the life that they truly desire and crave. And it's just going to be wonderful. So you need to be a subscriber. Be sure and subscribe because your chance to win is as good as anyone else's. Anyway, today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. So here are 7 things that successful people, they don't do it anymore. They've stopped doing it. They've given it up. It's just something they refuse to do. And I believe, high flyers, that within each of us is the seed of incredible success. Within you is the seed of success. So listen to these 7 things that you might want to give up. And when you do give them up, you're going to be absolutely astonished because your success and what you attract and what you manifest in your life is going to increase drastically. And I do mean that. Do not doubt me on that for one moment. So number one, they have given up doing what doesn't work for them anymore. I mean, it sounds obvious, doesn't it? But think about it. How many times have you said, well, I tried it, it didn't work, let's try it again. Let's do it a third time. Well, heck, let's do it a fourth time. Or a fifth. People keep making the same mistakes over and over because they still do the same stuff over and over. You have got to learn to color outside the lines. You have got to learn to work outside the parameters of the box or the fence. And you've got to consider that there are other ways of doing things, even if you haven't thought of them. That's where meditation and relaxation and getting in touch with your spiritual self, with source energy, is so important because it will open you up to a myriad of ideas and thoughts and new doors and new opportunities. Number two, successful people have given up this idea that they can sometimes be true to themselves and sometimes they don't have to be true to themselves. Successful people are true to themselves all the time. And I don't care whether you're successful as a gas station owner, whether you're successful as a phone repairman, or whether you are successful in business or online marketing, whatever it is you are doing, you must be true to yourself. Give up being untrue to yourself. Focus on your strengths. You have strengths. Play to your strengths in your life and be true to yourself. And sometimes that means saying the word no. No, that doesn't fit with how I work. That doesn't fit with my belief system. That doesn't fit with the way I operate. Does that make sense? Successful people, number three, successful people have stopped doing this. They really have. They've stopped. They've given up this whole notion of forcing others to change. Look, most people Most people think the same 60 to 70,000 thoughts every day. They're not changing. That's where they're at. They're comfortable there. They're not happy there. They're not joyful there. They're not blissful there. They're not passionate there, but they're comfortable there. But successful people learn to think new thoughts because they read new ideas. They are constantly gorging themselves with new information and new ideas and new thoughts and new beliefs. And so by doing that, they understand that not everybody is going to think the way they do. So they don't force people to change. They accept people the way they are. Okay, this person always comes in late. Am I going to live with it, or are we going to part as friends? I'm not going to try to change it anymore because I know that's who they are. That's what they've demonstrated with their actions repetitively. Do you get the idea? Are you forcing your mate to change? Are you forcing your lover to change, your business partner to change? I had a mentor, an incredible mentor. I love him. I miss him every day. Just the thought of him as a deep friend just brings tears to my eyes. But we went into business together, and it was pretty good for a while. But then he had a habit of coming in around noon and liking to work till 9, 10 o'clock at night. I liked, on the other hand, to come in early, and I was done by 5. I wanted to be home. And then noon for him began to be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Pretty soon he didn't come in at all. There was a period of time there where I was carrying the whole company. And I realized he wasn't going to change, that he had a built-in set of excuses why he was coming in late all the time, why he was missing appointments. And rather than jeopardize our friendship, because I did love him, he was a great guy, I just parted friends. I said, hey, let's close down this business. Let's sell it off. We sold different parts of it off to different bidders. And let's do something else. We don't have to be here. And that's how it played out. Number 4. Successful people, they've given up the idea of being people pleasers. Are you a people pleaser? You see, when you're a people pleaser, you please no one. I know what you're thinking. When you do what you truly desire, you offend some people. Some people are threatened by you living out your life, by you living out your dreams. I understand that. But there's also a group of people, a large number of people who love what you are doing, who admire what you are doing. I get love letters every single, I don't mean love letters like with lipstick. I mean love letters from people like you every single day. But I also get some hate mail. I don't read the hate mail. I just toss it away. It has nothing to do with me. That's their opinion. I want to associate with people that accept me for who I am. I refuse to be a people pleaser. I want to please people, but I am not a people pleaser. Do you get the difference? Does that make sense to you? Okay, number 5. Successful people have stopped choosing short-term pleasure over long-term goals and dreams. I know you want to take the weekend off. You want to do this. You want to do that. You want to come in late. You have a lot of things that you'd like to do that will bring you short-term pleasure, but they won't necessarily bring you long-term happiness and help you achieve your goals. Working in the direction of your dreams and goals is your primary concern, and it's not always pleasurable. Sometimes you're working when other people are playing. Sometimes you're working when other people are sleeping, but you're passionate and you're determined and you're persistent and you love what you're doing.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Here we go. 7 things that successful people have stopped doing. Number six, they never take their eyes off their dreams and goals. In other words, it's so easy to get sidetracked into a long conversation with someone that has nothing to do with your dreams and goals. It's so easy to get hooked up on Facebook or Instagram that has nothing to do with your dreams and goals. I have somebody doing my Instagram for me. I do it every day. But as far as the graphics, I write the things that go on Instagram. But I don't sit there all day searching through Instagram trying to find out what other people are doing because I have a life. And I am keeping my eye on the ball, on my dreams and goals. And if I spend all my time on Instagram looking at other people's dreams and goals, it doesn't help advance mine. Does that make sense? Focus, focus, focus. It's absolutely essential to a manifestor. You are flying high. I feel it today. Rachel, do you feel it? These people are flying high like big, beautiful eagles. Here we go. Seven things that successful people have stopped doing. Successful people never allow their outer life, their social life, their life that they share with the world, to determine their inner life. You see, you don't manifest with your outer life. You think you do, but you don't. You don't manifest with your outer life. You manifest with your inner life. You manifest with your inner life, with your inner connection to source energy, to the infinite field of potential, to the angels, to God, to your higher self, whatever you want to call it, to that core within you. You have to have quiet time in order to know what's going on in your inner life, because that's where you make your decisions at. That's where you come from all day. That's where you establish your beliefs and formulate your thoughts to attract the life that you desire and deserve. So they've given up working from their outer life. They could care less about their outer life. They're more focused on their inner life. And if you want to have a great outer life, focus more on your inner life. So there you have it, seven things that successful people have stopped doing, and maybe you should too, okay? Think about it. Go through the list. See if it works for you. Look it. As we record this right now, it is August. There is still enough time between now and January 1 for you to hit your yearly goals. I know people that have hit their yearly goals in 1 month. 1 month. Whether it's your financial goal, whether it's your emotional goal, or whether it's your physical goal. You can do the impossible because miracles are coming into your life. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Have a great day because you, and yes, you too, you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.